availability, of course, is the end goal. When something goes down, it's already a game over situation. We're talking large, we're talking millions of metrics. High availability, disaster recovery, those are things that you nowadays in IT hear a lot.
Welcome to a new episode of the DirtAC Podcast, the podcast on reliable alerting for critical systems. Get ready to be inspired by the latest episode of our podcast, where tech experts talk. Tune in as the CEO of DirtAC, Mathis, shares the mic with the technical marketing engineer at Savix, Arturs Lontes, for a riveting conversation about the ever-evolving world of modern IT monitoring. From the success of Savix to the challenges of running mission-critical IT, they'll leave no stone unturned. But that's not all. They'll also be diving deep into the art of proper alerting for 24/7 IT ops, revealing insider tips and tricks to take your operations to the next level. So whether you're a seasoned IT pro or just starting out, join us for this must-listen episode. Enjoy listening.
Arturs, it's great to have you in the show. Warm welcome from my side.
Thank you.
Good to have you. Let's just kick this off maybe with a short intro of yourself and what you're doing at Savix.
Yeah. So as you said, my name is Arturs. Arturs Lontes is the full name. I work as a technical marketing engineer at Savix. It's a tricky position. People don't really understand what I do. I do a little bit of everything. I used to work as a consultant, trainer, support engineer there, then moved to technical marketing, which entails writing guides, filming videos, testing things here and there, also working tightly with our training team, poking and prodding developers for answers on how features work under the hood and how they can be best presented to our community. So a little bit of everything, a little bit of technical, a little bit of writing, a little bit of training.
I mean, that's
somewhere in the middle.
That's great. I mean, this is something that is so incredibly important in those area of our products, because that is what is needed, right? So the link between technology and marketing and sales. I mean, you are at the absolutely important position there. So you should know basically at heart what Savix does and what problems Savix and what challenges Savix addresses for your customers and exactly also what those challenges are, right?
Should and hopefully do, yes. This is where experience working as a support engineer and trainer also helps, because I've seen quite a lot of use cases and I can sort of tailor the content that I create from there. And those, the problems are, of course, so Savix is an open source monitoring solution that's completely free. Nowadays, that in itself is a great boon. Open source, that's great from security perspective. Also amazing, everyone can see the code. And free with no caveats, that's also, that's always great. Anyone can download it, anyone can use it. And well, that's sort of the first challenge with there being so many monitoring solutions out there, right? Some of them are cloud-based, where the vendor takes your data, processes it, and does God knows what else with it. Savix is free. It can be deployed on the cloud or on-prem, and you are the sole owner of your data, and we help you monitor your infrastructure, whatever it be, from basic network stuff to availability to containers to clouds, Kubernetes deployments, anything. And then we also do visualization and alerting on top of it. So collect the data, visualize it, send you a message. This is where you guys come in when something goes wrong, or maybe right also, because you want to be aware that, hey, everything's fixed and I can go to bed finally.
Absolutely. That's the goal, right? So ensuring availability, right? You mentioned that as one of the important goals that your solution actually provides. I mean, obviously, availability is important, right? I mean, that's the core or one of the, you know, besides delivering a business value to the end customer, right? But keeping things running. That's why you do monitoring, right? To see any things that deviate from the normal, let's put it this way. Do you have any thoughts on this? Why it is so important to have those systems available all the time?
So I think monitoring in general has evolved over time. Back in my student days, which was 10-ish years ago, hopefully that still counts me as being a young person.
It does. So, it does.
So 10 or so years ago, when I was working and studying at a university, all we cared about were availability checks, things like pings, services running or not running, applications running or not running, devices being available, reachable, and so on. Nowadays, I think things have changed quite a bit with microservices, with people figuring out that, hey, reacting when something is down could be too late. We want to have proactive monitoring. We want to take the data, maybe calculate the baseline of it, and then figure out when something deviates from the baseline, that could be a warning sign when something goes wrong. And then we could message someone and say, hey, just take a look. We're deviating from our baseline metrics here. Maybe it's expected, maybe not, but do take a look. So availability, of course, is the end goal. When something goes down, it's already potentially a game over situation, right? You want to act before that. And Zabbix can, and any monitoring tool, I think, that's competent should be able to help you with that. Availability is good in small environments. At home, maybe that's the only thing that you care about. But in real life, you care about many, many other things. And there are many like analytics platforms nowadays, right, where you want to use your data for say capacity monitoring, also like do cost estimations, not just availability, many, many other things.
That makes perfect sense, right? So it in the early days, as you said, availability, so systems are running or not, and that this still might be an issue or can become an issue. We have just seen in Germany with the big Lufthansa breakdown.
Yes, right.
I saw it in the systems news. Failing. Yeah. I mean, it's probably nothing that monitoring could have solved, because it was more like a glass fiber heart issue.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, well.
But nonetheless, right? So from availability probably over to performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And capacity.
Yes.
And then, of course, as you mentioned, deviations from baseline behavior to preemptively look at systems before something unexpected or major happens, right? That mm-hmm. makes perfect sense. So your customers, I guess a large portion of those customers are also operating mission-critical IT and 24/7. I mean, from our own experience, we know there is quite a difference, right? So we have customers, or we usually don't have those customers, but we have conversations where customers mm-hmm. said, yes, no, we usually only operate, let's say, during the weekdays from 9 to mm-hmm. 5. And if something happens to our IT, it's okay if we fix it the next morning. And you find those customers, honestly. I mean, even big organizations sometimes still work after that scheme. But we see a lot of customers going more into the direction where they really operate IT as part of their mission-critical systems. So, and on a 24/7 basis. Do you see something like that in a similar manner, that, you know, they are like, you know, non-critical monitoring in quotation marks and very, very critical monitoring scenarios?
I think so. Since the tool is free and open source, we can sort of divide our users into two parts: customers and just users that use the tool. We're not aware of them. Maybe they post on forums, maybe they don't. So when it comes to customers who actually sign support agreements and things like that, yes, they usually take that step because they're running a mission-critical IT infrastructure, and they need to have it monitored 24/7, and they're willing to pay for it. They want to have top-tier support from us, best of the best, looking after Zabbix, making sure that Zabbix runs. And then there's the other half, which are enthusiasts, maybe smaller shops that don't pay us, or maybe they have their own great team that can deal with Zabbix, but they don't need professional support. Maybe they've done Zabbix trainings before, they're already trained for themselves, or maybe they're simply running home monitoring. They're running smaller shops, smaller businesses. Zabbix is a part of just their sort of enthusiast projects. But from the customer perspective, yes, it's usually very mission critical. 24/7 is what we encounter, I'd say, in 90% of the cases.
I see. That's huge. And you mentioned support agreements, which kind of indicate that those deployment of your solutions is mission critical. Are there any specific other requirements that you see for those customers that really run those heavy, heavy mission critical 24/7 operations and mm-hmm. monitored with Zabbix?
Yeah, quite a few. Very much depends from customer to customer. But general things would be, of course, since the tool can run both on-prem and on the cloud, and it's not hosted by us, it's hosted by the customer or their cloud provider. Performance is something that they are, let's say, concerned with, and they have to evaluate and estimate what sort of hardware they need for it to be able to handle the throughput that they're collecting. Because if we're talking large, we're talking millions of metrics, hundreds of yes. thousands of hosts across the globe. Alerting also comes in, right? At this point, we need to ensure that we can send those alerts 24/7, that the tool can handle the number of alerts that we are sending out, that they're flexible enough, the customization is flexible enough as to not spam our admins, but for it to make sense, for it to be logical. So yeah, quite a few things when it comes to requirements. Also high availability, of course. We now have it out of the box. Used to not have it out of the box, and then we had to find some third-party solutions to implement it. But high availability, disaster recovery, those are things that you nowadays in IT hear a lot. Infrastructure is distributed across different data centers, different cloud regions. Unfortunately, clouds are prone to having some downtimes from time to time. I've seen it myself. They're usually region-based. A particular region, let's say in Azure or AWS, is experiencing issues. And that's why they want to deploy. And this doesn't just concern Zabbix. I think any solution that runs in HA, they have to deploy it in different regions just to have that backup. Okay, if say Stockholm goes down, then Germany is still up, and we can fail over to that, and it'll work just fine.
Absolutely, that's indeed a concern and something that you need to address. Regional availability or cross-region availability, geo-redundancy, et cetera.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're seeing, you know, how natural disasters can also cause problems nowadays, right? So yeah, geographically distributed data centers and having that geo-redundancy is also vital. It seems like it'll never happen to you, right? It sounds crazy, but it happens. It actually does happen. We've seen it, unfortunately. So you need to make sure that, yeah, your infrastructure, both monitoring and whatever else you're running, is robust enough. And Zabbix, to do a small sales pitch, Zabbix does support high availability, and you can do that with the tool.
There's probability that it might happen, right? And it's sometimes difficult to calculate. Absolutely agree. So you mentioned, you know, for these 24/7 mission critical scenarios, you mentioned alerting comes in, you know, that of course concerns us to some extent, mm-hmm. And we are working together. So this whole notion of alerting, you know, response, IT incident management. Do you have any insights to share on how your customers are handling those, you know, unexpected downtimes or unexpected deviations and incidents in general?
This is a whole topic, and I think you could chime in here also. But from my experience, quite a lot of things. First off, we need to decide on the solution, right? What are we going to use for alerting? Is it email? Is it phone calls? Is it Signal 4? Is it something else? A lot of different decisions here. Usually, from my experience, customers figure it out on their own based on what they're running, right? And they don't really discuss it with us because they have sort of their own thoughts and their own, criteria in mind about it that they've already decided upon, or just a set of tools that's already running. And Zabbix does have the ability to integrate with anything and everything. We have official integrations, as we call them, but anyone can write their own. Signal 4, of course, being one of the official ones that we provide out of the box. So that's the first step. Decide how you're going to get alerted. And you can also mix and match things here. First emails, then phone calls. Then the next thing, and this is, I think, the biggest pitfall in IT. I've seen it time and time again. when are you going to receive alerts? And you need to ensure that you and your admins don't get alert fatigue, that you don't get your mailbox spammed constantly with alerts, or your messenger or your phone. That's the worst, getting constant phone calls and then you start ignoring them. But the same is with emails. I've worked in IT before, and I've worked in a monitoring position before. And I know that if you constantly have 20, 30 new alerts every morning in your mailbox, you'll start ignoring them completely. It's just whatever. So you need to figure out a way, what really is critical? What's the problem here? Is my alerting logic too sensitive? Does it keep flapping on and off and sending me spam? Is it just plain wrong? Do I need something more complex? Do I need something more simple? Do I need to organize my severity logic differently? What maybe what I've classified as a disaster isn't really a disaster, and it's something that I shouldn't be alerted about at all, or alerted only if the downtime is a lot larger. Maybe I need to create sort of a business service monitoring logic where I get alerted only if a percentage of infrastructure is down, say databases or something like that. So I think that's usually the biggest concern, figuring out how to get the information, the alerts that you need, but not getting overwhelmed by it. Otherwise, it's useless. Your team looks at a dashboard or a mailbox that always has alerts on it, and you'll miss things.
Mm. This is exactly how we see it. I totally sign that. And it's very, very custom, right? So every customer in this regard has a different setup. They have a different topology in general, but then also the whole setting up of alerting to really cutting through, to be able to cut through the noise and distinguish what's really relevant, what should be taken care of. That's an art. That's almost like an art, and we see that from our customers. So you need to have proper tools in place to make sense out of the potential noise that might come out of a monitoring system that isn't configured properly. Totally agree. And to some extent, we can help in this regard beyond the capabilities that we provide in terms of alerting and on-call scheduling, et cetera, that, of course, is part of our job, too. So you also, you mentioned alerting and control and noise reduction. Do you also have some thoughts on or you see any change in the behavior or requirements of your customers due to the fact that many people work remotely, not in the office anymore? Is that something that impacts you? Because it does impact you, impact us a lot, of course, right? For us, it's a great situation because this whole idea that we provide in terms of anywhere incident response with mobile apps, et cetera, that gives us a boost. How's it with your company and your solutions? Do you see any impact, or is that agnostic to the whole idea of home office and remote working?
I think we've seen it on a couple of levels. First off, of course, I think we did notice an uptick in network monitoring requirements and discussions, because networks are VPNs and things like that are more vital than ever, because you need to have people connecting from all over the globe, probably using VPN and things like that. And that's something that has had an uptick. It just so happens that we started releasing many new integrations, and it has actually nothing to do with the remote work situation. It's just a coincidence. We finally got a great team together with the right number of people, of right expertise, to start releasing many new official integrations. And that very much coincided with the whole shift to hybrid work paradigm. And since there, people are probably using them a lot more. We've covered all the bases just in time, like all the most common tools that people use. So we don't see all of a sudden an uptick of requests, hey, integrate Zabbix with X, Y, Z, whatever, because it was already there. It was there just in time. And once again, pure coincidence, just luck from our side. It was there for people to use in a very plug and play fashion. Same with Signal Forms, same with other solutions. Very simple to configure, available for everyone. And from the looks of it, yeah, people are just using it without, you know, without complaining about it being too complex or anything like that, which can happen with features. With Zabbix, the integrations that we have provided are simple enough to configure that we see people, yeah, just using them and them sufficing the needs that they have, being sufficient for the needs that they have. So yeah, I can't really like comment that much, like I said, because everything seems to have just happened from our side perfectly with the features that we have released.
Awesome. So you mentioned the official integration with Signal 4. So maybe one last word on your take on the integration that we do with Zabbix. So from your point of view, what's the value add of our solution Signal 4 to your overall ecosystem?
First off, like I said, really easy to configure. If you're looking things that you mentioned, like mobile apps and things like that for alerting, not just emails, but something more, not just phone calls. If you're looking for a system that you can integrate Zabbix quite easily with, that's available officially, that's supported by us, that's, since I am here, people can probably tell that we have good relationship between our companies, right? So you're also there, guys, if we need some help with the integration. So it's supported from both sides, which I think is also a great benefit, not just by us trying to integrate or create a webhook for something. It's us, and then we have also you guys to consult with if the requirement arises. And I think, yeah, these sort of partnerships and these sort of, you know, like close-knit, tight-knit communications between us and the vendors that we support, that's a great benefit. And of course, we can get the word out there about you. You can get the word out there about us. That's salesish, but not really, because people look for different solutions. They're not aware of what all of those solutions are, all of those monitoring tools or all of those, you know, messengers and alerting systems are. And now that they'll hear about Signal 4, those who don't use it yet or haven't used it yet, they'll have an idea of what it is, and they'll take a look at it, and they know that we work with you guys very closely together. And I think that is a great benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And I mean, this is important, right? So the kind of integration that we do, I mean, this, if you have two products that's supposed to work together or advertised as working together seamlessly, then you need a good vendor relation, number one.
Exactly.
You need to find technical integration on the other side, and it has to provide value, right? So in a way, like, we have this two-way integration with you, right? So mm-hmm. we receive alerts from you, we do the magic, we do the consider the scheduling, we consider alerting profiles to choose what channel to use, what type of escalations, and so on and so forth, and then deliver it, for instance, to our mobile app. And if somebody responds on the mobile app, we feed that back into Zabbix, saying, okay, this alert now is acknowledged by ABC.
And I think this touches the point that you mentioned before about people being remote, right? Being able, having a two-way integration where you can, from your phone or from your laptop, whatever, you can respond and things actually happen in the other system. You don't have to call your colleagues that are on premises or whatever, mm-hmm. right? It's very, very simple. And that's, I think, also, yeah, a great, great benefit of the solution that you guys provide and how it integrates with Zabbix.
Yeah.
And about the what we've seen happen in our template development and integrations, if we don't have close relationships with vendors, then what sometimes happens is a vendor changes something on their side, their API or whatever else that we use, and maybe it's poorly documented, or it's not, you know, the information about the change isn't available until it happens, or maybe even sometime after that, and then the solution breaks and you are on your own then figuring out what broke, why it broke, how do I fix it. Customers are using it, we need to fix it ASAP. But if we have close relationships with the vendor or vendors, then I assume that information would come to us. And if we were to miss it, then we could always get in touch with you directly and receive that information. What has changed? Why maybe it has been changed? So we can communicate to our user base also and then fix it ASAP.
Yes, that's absolutely the ultimate goal. Everything should be as quick as possible. It should be ideally real time also in the aspect of fixing any issues that might arise. So that's what we both are aiming at. So the good thing about alerting is it is indeed in IT something tangible, because you know your phone rings, you know, you get a push notification, you see that on your mobile, it's, you know, it's in your space, it something happens. You know, so indeed, it is a fascinating topic, and that's why we are in it, and we're happy to work with you to be a useful, valuable extension for Zabbix for your customers.
Thank you for giving me a shot, guys. I had fun. Very alerting in general, monitoring, alerting, very interesting topics. I love talking about them. There are so many use cases and so many things to cover. We could probably film like 10 episodes about different alerting, you know, paradigms and problems and how to resolve them. But yeah, this was sort of just a general look at it. And I think it was very, very great for both Zabbix users, Signal4 users, and people not familiar with either tools, but looking for monitoring and alerting solutions.
So yeah, Atos, thank you very much for your time, for being our guest here today. It has been utmost pleasure to talk to you. And
thank you, guys.
Soon again.
Thank you. Yeah,
and
talk to you soon.
All the best.
All the best. See you guys.
Bye bye. Thank you.
You heard Mathis and Arturis talking about IT monitoring and alerting with Zabbix and Signal4. More about DIRDAC and Signal4 can be found in the show notes or on signal4.com. Until next time, stay alerted.